Hello and welcome to the off day. No, that's not it.
Beautiful start.
Yep, I know, right? We're just going into this thing. It's the Bathroom Break Podcast, the bathroom-friendly podcast. Usually a shorter podcast that you can finish when you're on or in the bathroom, whatever you're doing, or a commute, that kind of thing. I'm Justin, off underscore pod on Twitter, and here with Alan.
What's up? I don't even know my handle. I think it's Bathroom Break Al.
Yeah, it's like BB Al, or it might be Bathroom Break Al.
Who knows?
I don't know. You always do the long Twitter handles. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a couple things to talk about today. We had those episodes where it was just like a full episode on musicals and a full episode, but today's going to be more eclectic, I think.
I can dig that. You know, keep them guessing. I like it.
Yeah, sorry, I had to take a sip of coffee there.
No, you're good.
All right, so first thing we were talking about, you're getting married, and we're just talking about the plans and stuff, and one of the groomsmen is like, are the spouses invited? And it didn't even cross my mind. I'm like, she has to be invited, otherwise I'm not even going to show. I'm going to think it's July, you know?
Yeah, I was, our buddy King D, he was like, hey, is it okay if my wife comes?
Right.
Like, well, considering that I literally officiated your wedding between you two, I would really hope that both of you would make it.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Dennis plus one. I'm pretty sure, like, we put two names on the invite. You
right.
Know? So, yeah, she's invited, buddy.
Yeah. I was just like, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, as you were saying, it was like, if my wife's not invited, then I don't know who's gonna have the itinerary. Because without my girl, I'm lost. I don't know what day it is. Like I legit thought yesterday was Wednesday, because I couldn't. She wasn't around.
Well,
I couldn't ask anybody.
We were talking about recording, and you're like, "What? Tomorrow's Wednesday?" And it's like, "No, it's Thursday." But I did that too, and it's kind of funny. My wife went to my doctor's appointment today with me. It's just like when you're a kid and you have your mom come to the doctor's appointment with you. And it's just like, just in case if I forget to ask a question, you know, it's like, man, I don't know if she really needs to come. But I mean, if she doesn't come, questions don't get asked. So,
I know exactly what you mean. I had to go to the hospital a couple weeks ago, and my girl went with me. And at first I thought it was like, oh, because I'm so bad that I can't drive or really like sustain myself, you know, like I'm headed to the emergency room. So like that makes sense. And then when she started like talking to the doctor, I realized it has nothing to do with how sick I am.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with how dumb
I am. She's
going to
make sure.
Yeah. Because I'll come home from something that I don't feel is important.
Yes.
And she'll say, hey, what about this? What about this? Did you ask him this? What about this? And I'm like, oh, I didn't ask any questions at all. I took no notes. I know nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll even like make sure that your medications are filled, you know.
Oh yeah, she's like, do you want to go to the pharmacy here? Oh, okay, yeah.
I've done this before where I didn't fill all my prescriptions. I'm just like, ah, I don't need that thing. So.
Yeah, so I like the comparison though. Like your mom when you're a little kid, that's your wife. I think I base it off a secretary. You know, but I think the mom is a little bit more kind of creepy, but at the same time, way more accurate, far more accurate, you know? Yeah.
Well, attraction is a funny thing. There's a lot of theories about where we get attraction from. And, of course, the Freudian example, especially it kind of goes to different stages. But ultimately, the example is like he always thought that like. I don't know if he always thought, I'm saying this is bro science or whatever, but that males growing up wanted to have sex with their mothers. I think that's completely false, but basically he's saying that you're attracted to your mom, so you marry someone that's like your mom.
I've heard that before. For those who don't know, my mother was a drill instructor in the Marine Corps, and as mean as my fiance is, I don't think she's drill instructor mean, so I don't think I'm marrying my mom.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it is a creepy example.
But I mean,
but
it's dead
like,
on.
You give your mom presents on Christmas, Mother's Day, and birthday. You give your wife presents on those days too.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very, very true. And if not, you're gonna get yelled at. Same with the mother.
And remember this, Alan. you got to give her Mother's Day gifts because you guys have pets. So she will be expecting it.
Wow.
Just want to let you know that. It's a little secret.
Are you, did you learn that from experience?
No, so actually what happened was her mom, oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't listen to this. Her mom got her a gift early for Mother's Day and she's like, it's cause you have pets. And I'm like, oh crap, that means I have to. And even though she's like, I don't like getting gifts on Mother's Day, I know if I don't, I'm in trouble.
Oh yeah, that's how it works. Oh, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. Yeah. That means they want multiple things.
Yep. No. So even without kids, you're in for Mother's Day too.
Now, do you think you would have been fine if the mom didn't get her something?
No. I think that was actually a good thing.
Okay.
It let me know. It was like a weather report. It's
right.
Like, there's gonna be a storm. You know, get cover. You know.
I like that. So, I was gonna say she like handed it to your wife and then winked. You know, she was like, huh? There you go, Justin. There's
your info. She does that stuff for me though, so it could be completely intentional. It could have been a completely intentional thing. Oh, we're gonna be out of town this weekend, so here's your Mother's Day gift. Here on a Friday. Yeah.
Smart.
I think it might be. Well, is that all you want to talk about with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we nailed it on the head. We'd be screwed without our wife, who is also kind of our mother, who we need to get dog Mother's Day gifts for. Got it. Yeah, nailed it.
Yep. And good. At work, listeners will be very surprised to hear that I have two professional jobs. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how that happened either. You know, I even have a professional voicemail, which I need to have. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'm not going to get into what the profession is or whatever, but it's any job. Yearly, you have to do these learning center stuff, and it's usually like fire safety, whatever kind of safety. Recently, we've been adding active shooter safety. I don't know if it's just because of where I work, but they're both different. So this one active shooter safety at my main job, it's run, hide, and fight.
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah. So if you're able to run, you just run. You get out of there, you get as fast as you can, and then like the training's like, if you get behind an engine block, you know, because bullets can't go that way or whatever. And then the other one's like, if you know you can't run, you hide, you know. And the other one's like, well, you know, he's coming your way. You gotta fight. Grab an object, and you know, it tells you in the training like what objects, you know, are good to hit someone with.
It's like, I feel like that's a fire extinguisher. Yeah, it's a video game tutorial. Like, don't pick up the piece of paper. Pick up the axe or something, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like you can use a fire extinguisher as a blunt object or to spray to temporarily disable them. It's just like, oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Is that X? What do I press for that? X or do I press B? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so the main thing that I wanted to talk about, though, and my coworkers are getting kind of annoyed with me, is the fire safety one. Do you know what PASS is?
I don't.
It's for the fire extinguisher. It's you pull the pin, you aim it, you squeeze to have the thing, the carbon dioxide or whatever it is, come out of it, and then you sweep. So that's the order that they, and it's like PASS, so you remember it. Like, oh, I need to remember how to use a fire extinguisher. The only thing in there that you need to know is to remove the pin.
Right.
Because all those other things you can do simultaneously. And my coworkers are like, yeah, I get it. But I'm like, it doesn't matter if I'm sweeping before I squeeze, you know. The stuff is going to still go, you know. And who just aims in one spot? Well, there's no fire there. And it's like building up everywhere else.
Yeah, who is missing any part of that other than maybe pulling the pin?
Right.
Like, who is aiming and spraying, but not squeezing?
Right. Yeah. Why is it not working?
Yeah. Or who is just blindly, just not aiming, just squeezing and spraying like the roof? Like, who is doing this?
Yeah. It will not get the fire if you're throwing it at the roof. Yeah.
Right.
Why do they need that in the first place?
Well, that's the thing that always blows my mind, is my dad says, remember, if you see something stupid, like some kind of stupid rule or some kind of stupid law, it's because somebody didn't do the logical thing, and now they have to make it a rule. You know, so somebody obviously didn't know part of that, right? Somebody just started spraying that shit.
All it needs to be is pull the pin. That's all you need to do is, hey, just remember, fire extinguishers have a pin that you need to pull before you use them.
Yeah.
You think... Okay. So we established you need... Okay, still say pull the pin, whatever. I don't care. Is it aim, squeeze, or sweep that the person failed in that they felt like they needed to...
Ooh. I'm going to go with sweep.
I thought... Your first answer was good with squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled a pin. I don't know why stuff's not coming out.
Yeah. I don't know why it's just not coming out.
Yeah. You thought there's a giant lever that you have to pull, you know, like, come on.
You thought it was sweep? So like just the little spot he was standing in was like fire.
He was like, screw it. If I just get that one spot, the rest of the fire will get scared. I honestly have no idea how anybody could mess that up. I'm looking at a fire extinguisher as we're speaking, and I cannot figure out how somebody would mess that up. I see the pin.
Yeah.
And then I don't understand. Like, have they never? Are they blind? Maybe they're blind. Maybe they don't know. I don't understand how anybody could not figure that out.
The other thing, with fire stuff, like when you pull a fire alarm or whatever, mm-hmm. it breaks a little piece of glass.
Right.
To get a fire extinguisher or a fire axe or something, you have to break glass to get that. Why is there all this glass around, like all these fire equipments and stuff?
That is a solid question. I was like, can somebody just open the, you know, open the cage to get it? But I mean, if you have to break glass, that's just, I'd be like, oh, I want to put out this fire, but this is a new shirt and I really don't want to rip it.
Well, so each of them having like a heating metal thing next to it that you use to hit to break the glass with. What if someone yanks that off or something? You still got to break the glass. I guess you kick it.
Oh, that'd be a great prank. Just start stealing all the little. Jesus. I'm not promoting that on this show. I just think it would be funny as hell.
No, dude, that'd be horrible. That'd be absolutely horrible.
It'd be kind of funny.
Okay, with today's technology, and you know in Vegas, when they have all those like peanuts and all that stuff there, and it's like, don't pick them up. They're weighted, right?
Right.
You know, like. Suddenly, they're like, oh, Alan ate M&Ms that are $17, you know, for an ounce or whatever.
Right.
Why couldn't they just put those sensors on the fire extinguishers and then an alarm comes off when they pull them out? Like, why do we need all this dangerous glass all over the place?
Look at you outsmarting the system there. You put a lot of as soon as they said pass, you were like, you know what, I'm redoing the whole fire safety industry.
I don't like to be, like, talked down to. Like, I'm a 5-year-old.
Right.
So, it's like, and even a 5-year-old is going to know to sweep the frickin' fire extinguisher. Like, I bet.
I know exactly.
Do an experiment. Start a fire. Give 5-year-olds fire extinguishers.
It'll be like the opening of The Office. You remember that? The Office where Dwight, he lights a fire. Just to see if people remember, like, fire protocol.
Yeah.
And then everybody in the office starts freaking out and, like, trying to climb through the walls and throwing stuff out windows. Oh, it's great. But I feel like that's how it would be. I'm with you. You have to – whoever's giving that instruction, you know, okay, pull the pin, aim, squeeze, sweep. They have to feel like an asshole, right? They have to know that they are just a total prick for standing up there and telling grown-ass men and women how to use a fire extinguisher. I don't understand that. It's not like I understand, like, a gun. Yes, you know, maybe you need some instruction on how to use a gun, even though it's basically the same, you know, concept. But that's a deadly instrument. The fire extinguisher, it's not like, oh, if you accidentally spray somebody, they're dead. You know, you're saving lives using it. Like, it's just, come on. You have to feel like a prick up there standing and say, okay, Justin, now I want you to squeeze the lever and sweep the room. Like, come on, man.
Another thing that crossed my mind, was that the first draft, or did they have other drafts?
Oh.
Like pull, aim, squeeze, reset, pull. No, it might be better to sweep instead of reset.
It's like a shampoo bottle. And repeat.
Yeah. And repeat.
Yeah.
Aim, repeat, Yeah, no, man. Yeah, I don't think that people do think about it too much. I think we just accept it, and we just accept that we're being talked about when it comes to this fire safety course that we're all required to take.
Yeah, that's mind blowing. I'd be like, is there like a fire course 102 that I can just skip to? You know, I don't. My first question would be like, hey, how do I break the glass to get this fire extinguisher in case somebody steals the little metal rod? And then they'd be like, well, who's going to steal it? And I'm like, well, who's asking? You know, like,
yeah. What do you advise me to do if the metal rod is gone and I have a cast on my right leg? What should I do? Mm. How should I break it? Use your crutch. All right.
Well played.
Well, we kind of beat that dead horse, man.
Well, they, whoever these fire, I hope a fire instructor is listening and they're just like, yeah. Son of a bitch, I'm going to rethink my life. Yeah. Maybe don't talk down to 40-year-old men trying to put out fires, you dick. Right?
Yeah. It's like, and if you think there's a fire behind a door, don't grab the metal piece. Well, okay. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Obvious. Both of us are like, yep, that makes sense. Metal's a good conductor of heat. Obviously.
Yep.
There are very stupid people out there. If somebody needs to know the pass method, then somebody needs to know don't touch the hot metal next to the fire. So,
yeah.
You know, it just, that makes sense. There's going to be stupid people.
We're telling these same people to run, hide, and fight. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, that's true.
Just throwing that out there. Well, okay. And then in my other job, the thing for an active shooter is completely different than run, hide, and fight. I answered everything, run, hide, and fight, and I failed the first test because I didn't read the material. I'm like, F this, man.
You're like, obviously, like, I know what I'm doing run,
if there's an active
fight.
Shooter. Yeah. If there's an active shooter, I'm always running.
Yep.
I'm always out of there. I'm tripping someone on the way out unintentionally, and I'm going.
Sure. Yep, sure. Yeah. They're taking you, not me, Karen. Just tripping someone. Attaboy.
No, I'm not tripping anyone. I'm just messing around.
Sure, sure. Way to say that for liability causes. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah. And we are a show that is just conversation. We don't give advice. Just letting you guys know.
Yeah, whatever liability we need, we're saying it now.
Just whatever. I have one game. I don't know if you have a game or not. I don't know if you have anything.
Go for it.
Okay, well, first there's a factoid. The strongest coffee ever brewed. Do you know who brewed it?
I don't.
Yeah, it was like four times the normal caffeine level.
Jeez.
Of the strongest coffee. Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I feel like we have a fascination with him. One of our first episodes, we talked about how he liked to eat raw potatoes.
Yeah. I was just making that up, man. That's all I was making up. But speaking of coffee, my game is, how old are these things?
Ooh.
So your job is to give me what year these things came out. And then some of them are established. And some of them are like manufactured. So if you get either of them right, you get it right.
Okay.
I'm gonna say if you get in with 2 years either way.
Ooh.
So it's a four-year. Or do you think you need more than that?
No. Let's do this. Let's do 2 years. I'm gonna lose either way. I'm on the dumber end. Like, I needed the pass method. I needed to take that course. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would have forgot to pull the pen and be like, I don't know what's going on. I'm using the ass method.
Yeah, I'm using the acid method, dude. Yeah, okay. The first one's Keurig. When did the Keurig come out?
Oh, the Keurig came out. Oh, I'm going to say the Keurig came out in 2009.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you need more.
Oh,
you need
geez.
More of a buffer, man.
Damn.
It's established in 1992.
Holy
crap. It came out in 1998.
So I was close,
right?
Is what you're saying.
You're like 10 years off.
I hadn't seen a Keurig until I moved back to California in 2013.
Right?
That was my first time ever seeing a Keurig. So I was like, oh, it had to have come out before that. It just got popular, you know, 5 years later. Jeez. Wow.
I thought it was earlier than that too. But then when you think about it, like you just said, maybe it took a little bit of time to like start the wave, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and also it sounds like they took a long time to get it right. 6 years to kind of get it right. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a plastic cup.
Well, it forever changed coffee. I mean,
I believe like, it did, but I bet you environmentalists are very anti-Keurig coffees because of the single serving waste portions. Sorry, I just got out of an environmental science final, and that was like my thought process.
Yeah, well, the owner or the inventor of it said he regrets it because of how much waste there is.
I mean, they'll come up with some kind of recyclable use one.
Yeah, you know, we use paper filters for our other coffee. Why not just all paper?
Exactly.
I guess some of them are, but yeah. So they all kind of need to be because that is a lot of plastic.
Yeah, sorry I put like a super depressing tone on that one. I was like, here we go. I was 10 years off. Ha ha. Well, they're polluting the world. Crap.
Another thing that changed industry. This is music industry / podcasting industry. The iPod. When did the iPod come out?
I'm going to say the iPod came out in 2001.
You think it came out after the Keurig came out?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're right. You hit it right on the head.
Oh, really?
Good job, buddy.
I got one. Okay. This is a good game. This is a solid game. I'm feeling better about myself after the 10-year Keurig incident, after the decade missing it.
So, yeah, the iPod came out in 2001, forever changed the music industry. The first iPod was a heavy-duty thing. And when I was in where I got my bachelor's degree, my friend still had the first generation, and he was still using it by the time I left, and I believe that was like 2012 or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, that thing's a beast. Man, Apple does make, like, their products do last a long time. I'll just say that. Not a sponsor, but.
Huh.
Next one. Something that has forever changed the internet as well. YouTube. When did YouTube first come out?
Damn. So I know the first YouTube video ever.
Okay, I have that here in my notes, too.
It's at the San Diego Zoo.
Yes. What's it called?
I think it's called like A Day at the Zoo or something like that.
Oh, man, you're so close.
Oh.
Me at the Zoo. Jod is the person who's actually a co-founder of YouTube.
Oh, okay. And I'm going to go.
And he's, he's in front of the elephants.
Yeah.
And he's saying, the cool thing about elephants is how big their trunks are. And that's all I have to say about that. And that's basically the whole video.
I feel like it's like movies back in the day where it was like, oh, you pay, you know, 10 cents for a 30-second movie. And you're like, oh, my God, that was incredible.
Right.
And this is like a video of a guy standing in front of an elephant. And we're like, holy crap, it revolutionized the internet. And it kind of did.
Yeah, it for sure did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, let me see. First YouTube video. I'm going to go 2006.
Oh, you got it. 2005.
2005, so you okay. Got that. Awesome. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was 2005 or 2007, so I just split the difference. I feel good about that. Okay.
That. 2-1, man. Look at you.
Yeah, look at me.
All right, this is the last one. So either you go out with a winning record or you go out even.
I think 500 will get me in the playoffs. I'm feeling good, you know?
I do not feel good about this one.
Oh, shit. Thanks,
Justin. I'm giving you.
Thanks, man.
I'm giving you 10 years. 10 years. So that's a 20-year buffer, okay?
Okay.
It's yellow legal pads forever changed therapists, lawyers.
Dude, are you serious? Who else yellow legal pad? Who? How?
Yeah.
Is that really?
Someone invented it. It didn't just. It wasn't always here.
God forbid they have like yellow papyrus pads in like the third millennia BCE. Oh. Okay.
Someone invented the yellow legal pad that you flip the page over and you have the column on the side. Someone invented that.
I'm going to say 1936.
Ooh, you're even, dude. 1888.
I was going to go so much earlier, too. Dang it.
Yep. Mr. Thomas Holly. He was only 24 years at the time. He was working at a paper mill in Massachusetts, and he had an idea to collect all the shortings, all the paper scraps, that thing, and make it into a legal pad. And then a judge was using this stuff, but he's like, hey, can we just draw a margin on the side? And that's how the legal pads came.
I just want to say something. You know, the don't hate the player, hate the game. I'm hating the game on this one. That was a tough question.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, I'm doing the next game. Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was,
good luck,
I gave
Justin.
You 20 years.
Good
man.
Luck, Justin.
20 years.
Yeah. Good luck.
I gave 20 years, man.
I'm gonna be like, yeah. What was Benjamin Franklin's middle name? I'll give you within one letter. Yeah. Dick.
All right, dude. Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's fine with me, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my game. That's all I got for today.
Well, solid. I hope that all of you out there enjoyed your bathroom break or your commute or however you're listening to this. I'm trying not to picture people on the toilet while I'm saying this, but it's really tough not to. So, anyways, have a good one, y'all.
Oh, what a day.